Good morning.
Wasn't that a beautiful epistle reading today? And yet, it's not one of the regular Sunday epistle readings. We're only reading it today because it's for St. Barbara and St. John of Damascus. So it just goes to show you how messed up the lectionary of our church sometimes is. So also with our gospel readings, we hear a lot of readings where Jesus is caught in controversy with the Pharisees and the other religious people of his time. And perhaps we don't hear enough of the gospel readings that are more clearly directed at us, with clearer messages aimed to us. You know, I tried to do that many times, trying to drawing out the deeper spiritual meanings of some of the miracle stories and some of the controversies that Jesus had with the Pharisees and so on. But I think it is important, and it occurred to me yesterday, that since today we're also having our General Assembly, I think it is appropriate for me to remind you of some of the commandments that Jesus spoke to us, to the church, not to the Pharisees, not to anybody else, but to us, partly through his disciples, and also more directly to us without any intermediaries of the disciples. You know, it's interesting, but when we talk about Jesus, we're always talking about actions. Jesus was, yes, he spoke eloquently. He spoke words that no one had ever heard before. But many times, he preferred to cut his words short and teach us by his actions. You look at the Apolitikion of the seventh dome, the one that is sung on Sundays during when it's on the seventh dome. It's all verbs of action. By your cross you destroyed death, and to the thief you opened paradise. You transformed the sorrow of the myrrh-bearing women and commanded the apostles to proclaim that you have risen from the dead, O Christ God, granting the world great mercy. Five verbs in one sentence. You destroyed, you opened, you transformed, you commanded, and granted. It's all about actions. And if it's all about actions with Jesus, it's also all about actions with us. And everything that Jesus said to us as his church, as his people, are all actions. So here are some commandments that it immediately came to mind as I started to think about this. Commandments that I take as being aimed at us, at his church. He said, a new commandment I give you, not to the world, you, the church, his disciples. A new commandment I give you, that you love one another. You don't even have to go any further than that. If you can take that commandment to heart. But you know, Jesus knew that he was dealing with disciples and with people and with a church that will go on for 2,000 years, needing more details, needing more clarification. Explain that to us, Jesus. You know, that was a common thing with the disciples when they didn't quite understand a parable, what he was saying to them. What exactly did you mean by that? the usual way that we avoid confronting something when we say, well, I didn't quite understand that. Could you explain that? So he did explain it. He explained it in terms of the love of God for us and how we are to reflect his love. And he went on and gave other commandments to deepen our understanding of that primary new commandment that he gave to us. He said several times, forgive as you have been forgiven. Forgive so you will be forgiven. He's not saying that to the world. He's not saying that to people who have no relationship to him, no awareness of him. He's saying it to us. Peter asked him, how many times should I forgive my brother? Seven times? And Jesus said, not seven times, go for it. 70 times seven. Meaning forever. As many times as is necessary. Forgive. Why? Is it just a simple matter of shaking hands? No, the reason why Jesus tells us to forgive one another is because forgiveness is at the very root of love. In a loving family, parents forgive their children if they do something terrible. Why? Because love is there. And where there is love, there is forgiveness. We don't need any explanation for that. It's one of the ways that Jesus deepened that commandment to love one another. 3 weeks ago, we heard in the parable of the Good Samaritan, where again, you had another example of a man who wanted explanations. Well, what am I still lacking, Lord? I've been doing all these things, so what exactly are you saying to me? What am I supposed to do? So Jesus gave him a parable of the Good Samaritan. And then at the ask, he asked him the key question. And then Jesus said, go and do likewise. What don't you understand about go and do likewise? You need explanations for that? I asked that question 3 weeks ago. And I ask it again today. Notice, he did not say, do likewise. Did you notice? Did you? He did not say, okay, do as he did. Do as the Good Samaritan did. He did not say, do what he did. Imitate him. He said, go and do likewise. Don't stand there. Don't look for an opportunity to be a neighbor. Go out of your way to imitate the love of God, to obey the commandment to love, to obey the commandment to forgive. And folks, this is where we usually miss the boat. It's a very strong statement. Go and do likewise. And he's not just saying it to that man who asked him that question. He's saying it to us in more ways than one. As in Matthew 25, where he says, you saw me naked and you clothed me. You saw me thirsty and you gave me water. You saw me in sick and you visited me. Go and do likewise. Don't just stand there. And then at the end, when he's about to be crucified, when he has his last supper with the disciples, he gives them bread and wine and tells them this is his body and this is his blood. And he says, do this in remembrance of me. Do it. you don't do it, you're not remembering him. You're living in your own world. You're living your own faith. You have your own Savior. You don't have him. He says, do this in remembrance of me. Note these words. Go and do. Do this. When Peter tried to walk on the water and he started to sink, and when the apostles were terrified on the boat that was tossed in the water, he says, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. It is I. Don't live by fear. If you are doing this in remembrance of him, if you are communicants of the body and blood of Christ, if you go and do likewise, you're not going to be afraid. The most fearless people who have ever walked on this planet, including two of the saints that we commemorate today, were men and women who were not afraid, who went and did likewise, who did everything in remembrance of him, and they were not afraid. One other commandment comes to mind. Give to Caesar that which is Caesar's, and to God that which is God's. Never mix your allegiance to God with your allegiance to a king, to a president, to a political party, to an ideology. Give to your responsibilities, your civic responsibilities, what belongs to them. If you need to serve in the army, serve in the army. Pay your taxes. Do whatever you are obligated to do as a citizen. But don't see it as if you're giving it to God. Give to God only that which belongs to God. Namely, your love, your forgiveness, your remembrance, your fearlessness, your faith. These are commandments for the church. And so we can talk anything we want about the church and what we need. But if we are not paying any attention to these commandments, we will never be the church of Christ. So how do I sum up these commandments that Jesus directed at us? What is the church supposed to be if we really take these commandments to heart? We are to be, first of all, a place and a community of love, forgiveness, which means we are to be a community, a place of healing and restoration, because that's the whole purpose of love and forgiveness. Healing, restoration. To be part of something bigger than my own individual pride and ego. We are given life. We are given life and nourishment through the body and blood of Christ, through the Eucharistic gathering, what we are doing here this morning. Without that, we are not remembering him. He said it very clearly. There is no interpretation needed. Do this in remembrance of me. So we are doing it in remembrance of him. If we don't gather here as a Eucharistic people, we are not gathered. We are somewhere else. And there are people who are somewhere else. So Jesus says to us, go, 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 and do likewise. Go out. Go out of ourselves, do the work of Christ to whoever God puts in our way, including people who have who are not part of the Eucharistic gathering, who are not here to receive the nourishment of life through the body and blood of Christ. And we are to do all this fearlessly. Do not be afraid. It is I am here. Yeah, sure, we all have fears. I have many fears. We all have fears. But hopefully they come, they bother us a little bit, and then we let them go and we keep on going because we have faith, because we know that we don't just belong to ourselves. We belong to Christ, who has forgiven us and who nourishes us and who commands us. Jesus loves me, yes, I know. The Bible tells me so. Well, the Bible also tells me to go and do likewise. The Bible also tells me, do this in remembrance of me. The Bible tells us other things that we conveniently brush to the side because somebody else will do it. There are other holy rollers in the world who are going to do the work of Christ. I just want to know that Jesus loves me and I'm going to heaven. I hope you do. I don't know if I want to be in that heaven.